Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Sitoris. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John Sitoris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lettman. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lettman fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve takes first base on ball four. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball four. Lump moves to third. Serve moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. Serve scores. Hadley moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Raymore now pitching. John Sitoris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sitoris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Maris reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman bunts towards third. Lump juggles the ball. That's an error on Lump. Romano goes all the way around to score. Goodman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1 Athletics. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hadley strikes out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Serve, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Aparicio scores. One out. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Serve. Landis reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Dick Tomanek now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bob Grimm now pitching. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Terwilliger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm bunts towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Terwilliger moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terwilliger moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Serve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terwilliger scores. Snyder scores. Lump moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lump moves to third. There goes Serve trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, White Sox. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Serve. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Smith moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Bob Grimm. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Murray Dixon now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder bunts towards third. Esposito fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Snyder moves to third. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it. Throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Serve, who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, White Sox. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-6, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hadley moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hadley moves to third. Smith moves to second. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Murray Dixon. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hadley. The slide. Lawler applies the tag. Hadley is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Evans Killeen now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Snyder throws the ball into Smith who tags Rivera trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0-for-1 in the game. Staley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski fields the ball and throws to Staley covering. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. 1 out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maris hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serv is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Serv hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Serv reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. It's 12-7, White Sox. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and two triples. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got five RBIs. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to second. It's 13-7, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires to first and picks off Lawler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Terwilliger hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Kansas City Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.